You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I am Matt Fidler. Last week, I talked about how we as a community should try to get to know each other better, especially if we have different political ideologies. A united community can't be controlled like the one divided into little factions who are constantly fighting each other. Here in Northern California, I think most of us take pride that we can actually take care of ourselves. Most of us understand that if we let the rich and powerful in Washington dictate how we live our lives, they will not give that power back, at least not easily. So let's take control of our local community by cooperating instead of dividing ourselves into the camps of liberals or conservatives. Let's align ourselves as citizens of Northern California. To do this, we need to stop shopping at national chain stores so much. You want to go out? Go to a local restaurant or a taco stand or anything but a big chain restaurant where they're basically just microwaving and reheating frozen food shipped from some other place in the country anyway. When you buy from a locally owned business, that money stays here in town to be spent on other local goods and services. This has been proven over and again through studies. Now, you compare that to buying something off of Amazon.com, for example. That money mainly goes to Jeff Bezos and to shipping companies. The richest man in the world and the investor class doesn't need any more of our money. And the same thing with food. We have several excellent places to buy locally grown food here. We have our farmers markets and co-ops, and there's S&S Grocery. Much of their produce is locally sourced, meaning that the money you spent stays locally into communities here in Butte County. Compare that to food grown in some other country being supplied to Walmart, for example. Well, we should be enriching our local farmers, not the Waltons or the Bezoses of the world. Here in Butte County, we have some of the best growing land in the world. So why are you buying your greens from anyplace else? Speaking of locally controlled, exciting times at the city council meeting here in Chico. The topics discussed were the sit-lie ordinance, a clean needle exchange program, and the new city council districts. Visit the Chico City Council on the web at chico.ca.us for more information about those topics. But the thing I wanted to talk about was the proposal approved by the City Council for the state to consider having the California Public Utilities Commission transform PG&E into a customer-owned utility. As we know, the campfire was caused by PG&E's lack of maintenance on the lines in Polga. It seems this lack of maintenance was probably to increase profit margin so they can give bonus to their investors and their executives, ignoring the fact that they're a public utility, not a private capitalist enterprise. So perhaps if they were owned by the public, not just investors, but by their customers, then we can maybe have them prioritize their service to the community and give us better rates rather than making the investment class wealthier while endangering its customers like you and me. So thank you, Chico City Council, for approving this measure. The next step is at the state level. And if you think this is an interesting proposal that should be seriously considered, call your state representative in Sacramento and tell them what you think. Reporting for KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, I'm Matt Fidler.